All right, welcome everybody. This is the Influencer Show. I am Joe Danier. This is a show we put on to sort of highlight some people who are around our communities, and they're doing great things, and kind of give ideas of how to support the people that are making things happen in our communities. Today we have the Youngstown Business Incubator, and this is Megan. Megan, welcome to this program.
Thank you.
So first off, before we get into what's going on, why don't you tell everyone about you, kind of how you got started with YBI?
All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. It's sure. Great to be here as well. I'm a recent graduate of John Carroll University in Cleveland, Ohio, and this is my first full-time job out of school at the Youngstown nice. Business Incubator. I'm currently working as the development coordinator, so doing a lot of fundraising and grant writing, and it's a super awesome place to start my career, and I'm super grateful to be there.
Yeah, you landed well. YBI, they're great people. They're awesome. There, and so you did really well getting in with them. Now, are you into technology? Is that how you chose? How'd you choose YBI?
So my background is in marketing and market research, but I'm definitely interested in the nonprofit area. So it was just a great opportunity to really start working with entrepreneurs in the area and really learn about economic development, because it wasn't really in my background.
Okay. And so we brought you on. You guys are having a really big event here, something that myself as an entrepreneur, I love the fact that you guys put this on. I think what happens is the community doesn't really have a great connection with, you know, business in general, but this is kind of like a fun way to illustrate what happens in, you know, in all markets across the country. So tell us a little bit about the event and who's involved.
Right. Okay. So we're hosting Shark Tank this year. So it's going to be an awesome event at Waypoint on October 28th. It starts at 5 p.m. And we have six companies that are going to be pitching at the event. And then we also have five sharks that are going to be judges. They're investors for the event. So the way the event will work, we'll have the sharks listen to the pitches, and then they'll award $5,000 at the end. And then our audience will also get a chance to vote.
Oh, nice.
On the pitches, and nice. Then they'll get to award the $5,000 as well.
So it kind of emulates. If you're unfamiliar with the CNBC, into CNBC, right? Yeah, CNBC Shark Tank. And so they put together elevator pitch, and they present it in front of entrepreneurs, functioning, practicing entrepreneurs. And so who's on your panel of sharks here?
All right, so we have Terrell Vidal.
Okay.
Ellen Tressel.
Gotcha.
We have Timothy Wolf Starr. He's not from the area. And then Patrick McKenna. And we also have Lenny Fisher of Handles.
Oh, nice. Lenny's a cool guy.
Yes.
That's a cool pick. Now, how was the selection process for picking your sharks from our area?
So I wasn't totally involved. Actually, okay. I just started. I wasn't here yet for that. But so I don't know all the details, but I know that they were wanting to really pull a lot of different investors with different backgrounds. So we have a few from the area, a few from outside the area to really bring in the outside investment dollars and expose Youngstown to not only just local investors.
And it sounds like they're in different industries as well. So that's
yes,
that's...
we have like Lenny's with Handles, and then we have some investors from Silicon Valley, a little bit of tech entrepreneurship. Terrell is in the entertainment industry. So there's a lot of different backgrounds there to really pull together. It's a great panel.
Excellent. So now, a lot of people who are putting events on, it's a little bit more of a struggle to kind of get people in public places and get people to on board like that. How was this event being to put together?
Right.
Low hanging fruit, or was it harder?
Well, so last year we actually did have to cancel it because of COVID, but this year we did everything we could to try to make sure we were following all the updated protocols. Every time a new safety update came out, something like that. But Waypoint really gave us the venue and the ability to have everyone that we wanted in there and be able to have, like, just the setup was better, a good view of the stage, and we're able to get enough people in there spaced apart the way they should be. So it should be a great event.
Now, can you hint on any of the pitches that are going to be there? Like, what are we looking at here?
Yes. So actually, we have some great local entrepreneurs that are ready to pitch for Shark Tank. If you check out our LinkedIn and our Facebook page, we actually have a bunch of posts going out with details and links to their websites, so you can really check out these companies. One of the companies is a brain crown it's for football helmets and concussions. So it's 3D printed brain crown. That's one of the companies. I'm drawing a blank.
That's all good.
Oh, there's a pacifier that it's hard to explain that. So it's a technology-based company that it's for young children to use this technology in this pacifier to help them learn a foreign language at a certain age, like at a young age. So there's so many incredible ideas. I obviously am not an expert in each of the pitches. Sure. So if you go check out our LinkedIn and Facebook page, the Youngstown Business Incubator, we have all of the information up there about our different companies and everyone involved. So
if somebody is an entrepreneur and they want to get involved in the program, that's the best way to send them is to the website to be able to apply, or is there an interview process?
Right. So for Shark Tank or for YBI?
For Shark Tank.
For Shark Tank specifically, yes. So every year we'll have applications open. So if you go to our website, we'll have an application on there for Shark Tank. So if you have an idea or a small business that you're ready to pitch, there's an application on there, and then you'll fill that out and start that process.
And if I wanted to be on the panel as an investor, how do I get involved that way?
Just contact Colleen Kelly at YBI. She could... so Colleen Kelly would be the contact to talk to about that. We're really we would love to get more investors involved. It's an awesome thing. So so just contact Colleen at YBI. Beautiful.
So can you tell us anything else that's going down on at YBI? Any other programs or any new developments? We haven't seen you guys in a little while, so it's nice that you come visit us every once in a while and bring us up to speed on what's going on.
Right. Well, our additive team has so many things going on. Our Minority Business Assistance Center, we just had some new personnel added, and so it's going to be some awesome changes coming there. Our Youth Entrepreneurship Program is going to be starting up soon, and our Women's Entrepreneurship Program, I believe the applications for the We Grow close on the 25th, so that's something else you could check out on our LinkedIn or Facebook page. All the info is there. So we have so many different things going on. But if you're an entrepreneur or you have an idea or you have a small business and you're looking for resources or connections or just any way to really get involved in the community, check out our website. It'll guide you to the right program or contact anyone. We have all of our emails listed on there. So,
yep. Now, the event, one more thing about the event, if the public wants to come and participate in the event and buy seats to be at the event, are there still tickets available?
Right. So we are sold out this year, actually. Yes, we just sold out, but keep an eye out for when we announce next year. So you want to get your tickets early. It's, but we really do encourage anyone in the community to come. It's a great event to really see people like you with an idea get up and get exposure and be in front of investors, and then to also see the follow on, like what comes of it after. So for example, Augment Therapy won previously and there was about $1 million in follow on investments. So it was really cool to see the process of them going from a small idea and pitching at Shark Tank to what they were able to accomplish after the event.
Now, are you guys recording or streaming any of the pitches or any of the back and forth for people who can't make the event?
So we won't be streaming it live. We will have video coverage that we'll be posting clips and links afterwards, but it won't be streamed live.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thanks for stopping in and talking with us. I really appreciate it. And so if you want to get in touch with these guys and put your hat in the ring for any of these venues, make sure you hit the YBI's website. Again, thanks, Megan, for coming and talking with us.
Thank you.